So could you tell us your name, please?
Hello, my name is Wing, and usually people call me Wing Hong in Hong Kong now because my Chinese name has two characters. I mean two syllable, maybe. I don't know how to say it. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you can call me Wing. I'm from Hong Kong. I moved to the UK in 2002, but now I moved back to Hong Kong now.
Excellent. And have you been living and growing up in Hong Kong all your life?
I moved to England since 2002, which is at that time I was 27. And so basically I spend most of my time in Hong Kong. I grew up in Hong Kong, learn my English in Hong Kong, do my acting degrees in Hong Kong too. And then I spent 9 years in the UK. I did the musical theatre diploma, and then 2 years ago, two 3 years ago, I was the Lucinda's student.
Excellent. And your parents are both Cantonese speakers?
Yeah, both of my parents, they are Cantonese speakers, and we start learning English in the kindergarten, and then also in primary school and secondary school. And the secondary school is an English secondary school, so apart from Chinese language, all the classes were taught in English,
Okay.
I mean with Hong Kong accents, you know.
All right, so the majority of the teachers were Cantonese speakers speaking to you in English.
Except we have, when we were in the secondary school, we have English teachers from Australia and also one teacher is from England, I mean from the UK, but I can't really tell which area he's from.
Okay. Excellent. And in terms of looking at different accents that might have influenced you, you just mentioned that one of your teachers was from Australia, but was it predominantly a lot of British English that you were hearing growing up rather than American English, or any other
I
accents?
should say that, I mean, we were exposed to the Hollywood movie a lot in Hong Kong. So basically, this time I come back, I realize that there is a lot of American accents happens in here. But in our drama school, it's interesting that we have teachers, they start teaching RP, I mean, in the English lesson. But I mean, the majority of peoples in Hong Kong, if you say that they have an accent, they were influenced by American accents. And the history that we know, we were a colonies of the British in the past. But I mean, the way, I mean, it's kind of a failure that we don't have a chance to learn the RP as the government said that we should do in the past, but we haven't got a chance. The English teachers usually are local teachers. I mean, they speak Cantonese with English with a Cantonese accent. Yeah, we sometimes we got a teachers from the other country for 1 year, but I mean, but usually we'll be local English teacher.
Okay, and when you were studying in England, were you aware of your accent changing a little bit? Were you picking up certain sounds? Could you hear that happening?
You mean my own voice? You mean my
Yes.
own sound? Yeah. Definitely, I can tell. I think because I stay in London for quite a long time, and my accent were quite influenced by London accent. I can't specifically say which one, but I pick up some of the Cockney. And especially, I think that the peoples around me, I mean, I can't really tell who they are, I mean, what accents they are, but I just pick up the sound to make myself feel more familiar with the sound, I mean, or surrounding. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. Okay, so it's just a natural thing. You didn't deliberately try and pick up a sound. It just.
I tried
Oh,
to
you
learn
did as well.
RP, you know
Oh
that.
yeah, of course.
I try so hard.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah.